Hey friends, welcome to the Life, Light, and Love podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Borba. Do me a quick favor and share this podcast with somebody who could use some guidance. If you don't already know who I am, I'm a former party girl who ventured through insecurities, drugs, alcohol, and somehow survived my early 20s into motherhood and being a wife, only then to also battle postpartum depression and a severe lack of self-worth. Now, moving miles away from home, improving my life through health and fitness, building my mindset, and helping others. Now, I'm going to share with you everything I've learned along the way. I'll bring in experts in their field to help guide us as well. But ultimately, the goal is to bring your life a little bit more love and light so that you can be your best self. Let's get started. All right, here it is, y'all. I've got something good for you. My kids are doing a ruckus in the background, so if you hear them, you know, this is life with kids, okay? So here we go. You've got to do the boring work. Ugh, I know. It makes me cringe just thinking about it. But it's required. When we have goals to hit, there is work involved that is not always fun. Right? Like, being an adult sucks. Oh, yay, I have a house and a car and I get to do all these things and I'm an adult. Woohoo. And then, boring. I have to work and pay the bills. Why can't I just have all the fun stuff? That's not how it works. Let me tell you. Same with health and fitness. I coach a lot of women with losing weight, getting healthier, having healthier lifestyles, more energy, feeling their best, right? Reversing, you know, certain ailments, things like that. And there's a lot of boring work involved. There's consistency in that boring work that's going to get you to your goals. Most people don't want to hear it, right? Like, oh, you have a goal? Okay, cool. Let's see. So we're going to start by waking up every morning at 5 a.m. and doing a 30 to 45 minute workout. Then we're going to follow this meal plan, right? I'm going to give you lots of yummy recipes, so it's not going to taste nasty, but you got to stick to it and you got to do this work every day. And I want you to read 5 to 10 minutes of a positive book or listen to a podcast that's positive. And I want you to do this every day. It's easy work to do. It's just not exactly amazing where you're like jumping out of bed. Hell yeah, I get to do this. It can be kind of boring. The boring work, right? Like, oh yay, I get to get up at 5 a.m. Oh, fun. Not always. Not always, y'all. It can be quite boring and monotonous. The same thing day in and day out. But guess what? That's where goals are made. Right? You don't get debt free by spending all your money and buying shit on credit cards. You get debt free by paying down credit cards, little chunks at a time, little bit at a time, day in and day out, the boring work. You're not going to lose 30 pounds by going out every weekend, you know, drinking too much, eating candy and cookies and cakes and pizza and all these things, right? You have to start eating healthy more often, consistently. It can be kind of boring and it's not fun, y'all. I get it. But I also know what it feels like to hit them goals. And let me tell you, that boring work starts getting a lot more fun when you see the results. When you start reaping the rewards of your actions. Because even if you don't put in the work, you're getting results. They just might not be the results you want. Well, I want to have fun. I want to eat the pasta and the pizza. I want to have my red wine and my drinks. Okay. Well, you can't have both. So what do you want? Because, and our indulgent culture, I could probably rant about this for a while, but I'm going to try not to, okay? The thing is this. We say, well, I should be able to have that if I want it. But also, as a society in general, we are unhealthy, y'all. Do I understand that some people can maybe have a couple drinks here or there, or, you know, maybe overeat some of those things and it doesn't really affect them as bad? Yeah, I know that. But also, I know that for most people, having too many processed foods and too much alcohol and not taking care of their bodies is hurting them way more than it's helping. In your mind, you might be like, yeah, well, I deserve this. But your body is saying otherwise because it's failing you. You have no energy. You feel like crap. You're overweight in an unhealthy way. Your joints are hurting. You might be maybe pre-diabetic or having blood pressure issues. You have no energy. Did I say that? Because that's a big thing. A lot of people have no energy lately. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm getting older. Getting old doesn't mean you don't have energy. Long dramatic pause there. It's needed because we are so conditioned to think that, well, I want it, so I should be able to have it. I'm sorry, friends. I'm sorry. But we are all just giant toddlers right now. And this is ridiculous because we're unhealthy and we're unhappy and we're miserable as a whole, as a nation. And like, what's going on? It's time to wake up. All these things we're overindulging in are not helping us, not one bit. We need to get consistent in the boring work of taking care of ourselves. It's boring because it's not what you want, right? But I guarantee if you stick to doing the work, you will start reaping the rewards. And that boring work is not so boring when you're crushing it. When you're like, oh, girl, I got all the energy. I feel so good. I'm healthy. I'm at a sustainable, healthy weight for myself. I feel good. Look at this. Look at these curves. Look at me. I'm fabulous. I feel amazing. Right? I wish I could like shake people sometimes. It's not about a size. It's not about a weight. You'll never hear me say a certain number or anything because everybody is different. That's why I say losing the unhealthy weight, getting to your healthy weight, because it's different for everybody, right? 140 pounds on one person might be unhealthy on another person. 100 pounds on one person might be unhealthy, but might be perfectly normal for another. So many factors come into play. How tall are you, right? What is your body naturally, like what is your natural shape? What do you naturally do? And I don't mean naturally because you've been overweight your whole life. I mean naturally as in what's healthy? Where do you feel your best? Physically and mentally. There's so many factors that go into health, y'all. So please, please, please get away from the size and weight, like on a scale, because it's bullshit. Okay? This is individual for each person. But it requires work. And I work with so many women all the time who struggle to get it done because it's boring. Literally. I have to get up every day and do a workout? Oh, okay. Well, okay, I'll try and make that work. Oh, I have to... Oh, you want me to eat? Follow this meal plan? Oh, that's so hard. But that's not fun. I mean, my friends are going out and... Well, maybe after this party. Well, maybe after this holiday. Right? We are so stuck in this FOMO culture that we think that we can't still have fun and also get ourselves healthy at the same time. You can have both, sis. You can have both. But I'm going to encourage you right now that if you're in the middle of working on your goals or even just starting out, do the boring work. Get the workout done. Follow your meal plan. Drink the water. Read the positive books. Show up for yourself. Do the boring work and it's going to get you on your goals. You're going to start reaping those rewards. You're going to start feeling those benefits. You're going to start seeing those benefits. You're going to be loving it so much more. And again, if you're not on your own health and fitness journey, then maybe this can apply to you in the fact that you need to be. You need to be taking care of yourself. But again, this concept can be applied to so many things, right? If you're trying to get out of debt, do the boring work. No longer spending on that credit card and paying off a little bit more every week, every month, paying more than you owe or more than's due, right? Like, it's boring work, y'all. But how do you get to the reward if you don't do the work? So let me encourage you today to get consistent, sister. Do the boring work. Consistency over perfection always. And lastly, I'm going to say this is get help if you need it. If you've tried things and it's not working for you, get help. Get a coach. I'm a coach, right? Like, I encourage people to get coaches. I have my own coach. I don't just coach people. I have a coach too. So I encourage it. Do the work. Get the help you need. Do the boring work and keep going. Get consistent AFB. If nothing else, be consistent. And you're going to reap the rewards and everybody's going to say, oh, how'd you do it? Consistency, my friends. So do the boring work, friends. I love you. Always here for you. If you need extra help, feel free to send me a DM. Feel free to send me an email. Feel free to click a link and get a hold of me. I'm here for you. Cheering you on always. You got this.